Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 20th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Brankas secures its payments license. Open finance solution provider Brankas has been authorized as a licensed payment service provider after obtaining the certificates in Indonesia and the Philippines. UBS to acquire Credit Suisse for 3 billion Swiss francs. Switzerland-based multinational investment bank UBS has agreed to buy lender Credit Suisse for 3 billion Swiss francs following a series of urgent talks. Infosys Finacle partners with ABN AMRO. India-based Infosys Finacle has partnered with ABN AMRO to implement the Infosys Finacle liquidity management solution for the bank's corporate clients. PhonePe secures US$200 MLN from Walmart. India-based fintech platform PhonePe has secured US$200 million in primary capital from retail corporation Walmart, at a pre-money valuation of US$12 billion. Moneycorps France opens new offices in Miami, US and UAE, Dubai. France-based consulting company Moneycore has announced the opening of 2 new offices in Miami, US and UAE, Dubai. Corporate card startup Parker launches with US$157 MLN. Parker, a startup offering a corporate credit card for e-commerce businesses, has launched with US$157 million in equity and debt funding, much of which closed in 2022. Worldline rolls out VABOX in India. Payment service provider Worldline has launched VABOX, Voice Alert Box, to facilitate instant payment voice alerts for merchants in India. Amazon faces lawsuit. U.S.-based multinational technology company Amazon has faced a lawsuit over alleged biometric tracking on the Go stores based in New York City. Cyvatar launches e-commerce page for cybersecurity services. Cybersecurity as a service, CSaaS, company Cyvatar has launched an e-commerce page to enable customers to purchase cybersecurity services directly from the company. Taiwan to introduce new cryptocurrency legislation. Taiwan's Financial Supervisory Commission has confirmed that it will become the main cryptocurrency regulator in the country. NextGen Nordics, SVB Nordics operating business as usual. Ahead of NextGen Nordics, which will return to Stockholm on the 25th of April 2023, Finextra will be publishing a series of sneak peeks, covering the topics and interviewing the panelists speaking at the event. Western Union money transfers now available on Vietnam's Momo app. Western Union and Momo today announced a strategic collaboration enabling customers to receive Western Union money transfers on the Momo app. Viva Wallet goes local in Portugal. Viva Wallet, a leading European cloud-based neobank and one of the most technologically advanced unicorns, is officially a local in Portugal. Planix hires Nick Jepson as Chief Revenue Officer. Planix, the market-leading provider of real-time, intraday cash, collateral and liquidity management solutions, has today announced that Nick Jepson has been appointed as Chief Revenue Officer to lead all the firm's revenue-related activities. Payably seals $8 million extension to $4 million seed round. Payably, the Miami-based payments infrastructure company, has closed an $8 million extension round after raising an initial $4 million seed round in May 2022. ASX adds dedicated CIO position. The Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, is creating a standalone technology division under a dedicated Chief Information Officer. Confluence teams with FundGuard to streamline fund reporting. Confluence Technologies, Inc. Confluence, a global technology solutions provider helping the investment management industry solve complex investment data challenges, today announced a partnership with FundGuard, the cloud-native, AI-powered, multi-asset class investment accounting platform. Jennison goes live on Core Financial Solerio trade processing system. Core Financial, a leading provider of specialist software to the financial services sector, announces that New York-based investment manager Jennison Associates, Jennison, has implemented Solerio, their post-execution trade processing, matching, confirmation and settlement instruction management system. Loan aggregator LMG adopts ClauseMatch. ClauseMatch, a technology company developing solutions for regulatory compliance, is pleased to announce today it has gone live with LMG, Australasia's biggest loan aggregator. Keystone Talent Bank integrates IDPAL for right-to-work checks. Global identity verification provider IDPAL today announced a partnership with Keystone Talent Bank to deliver real-time digital right-to-work checks. Millennials stumble financially, lean on credit cards. Millennials are increasingly concerned about their finances. Instead of setting aside money in a savings account, many millennial. Cross-border payments. Fighting e-commerce fraud using data. Cross-border payments are on the rise, and Europe is a region where cross-border revenue is soaring. In fact, European online bus. Bank of England plans to change the capital treatment for small business. The Bank of England's Prudential Regulation Authority has revealed its plans to change the capital treatment for small business lending. AustBaynet's high-value clearing system migrates to ISO 20022. Australian Payments Network, AustPayNet, has successfully adopted the ISO 20022 message standard. Yapily publishes on UK companies losing millions at checkouts. Open banking platform Yapily publishes new research which reveals that businesses in the UK are losing up to £656 million at online checkouts. BenefitPay announces beta test launch for augmented in-app features. Bahrain-based fintech Benefit has announced the release of BenefitPay's beta test launch to gather feedback and further augment the app's functionalities and user experience. MasterCard acquires Baffin Bay Networks. MasterCard has acquired cloud-based cybersecurity company Baffin Bay Networks to strengthen customer security and help businesses address cyberattacks. Amazon faces lawsuit over alleged biometric tracking. US-based multinational technology company Amazon has faced a lawsuit over alleged biometric tracking on the Go stores based in New York City. EU schedules MiCA cryptocurrency law debate. The EU has scheduled an 18 April discussion in the European Parliament for the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA. Microsoft could be testing Web3 wallet on Edge. Microsoft might be working on integrating a crypto and non-fungible token, NFT-friendly Web3 wallet into its Edge web browser, as software documenter Albacore finds. Fundler signs with Kroski. The digital saving service Fundler has signed an agreement regarding use of Kroski's SaaS-based capital market service, replacing incumbent solutions from several suppliers. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.